Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call and leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on the website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or send us a question or comment. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Rosaline Moore.
Hey, Rosaline, how are you?
I'm great. I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
York, Maine.
Oh, we are making our debut, our Maine debut in Portland in a couple of weeks.
I know. When?
August 9th, I think we'll be there in Portland.
Oh.
It's very exciting. Do you have any tips for what we should do to enjoy ourselves in Maine?
Just to enjoy all the many ice cream stands and antique shops that you'll see.
Oh. What's your stand on eating ice cream cones with a spoon?
That's just weird.
No.
He's lost Maine.
Cinnamon?
He's already down 4 electoral votes. He's lost Maine.
Yeah. Rosaline, welcome to the show. Carl, of course, is going to read you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, of course, complete that limerick. Do it 2 times out of 3, you'll win our prize. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here is your first limerick.
Ariel chased the wrong grail. In the water, I'd rather not flail. A mermaid I'll be, and I'll swim in the sea. Once I slip on my new fishy
tail.
Yes! The company 3Fin has introduced a $250 mermaid or merman tail swimsuit. It allows your weird kid to continue being shunned during the hot summer months. You always have to remember to bend your knees when you lift your 19-year-old merman son out of the pool.
Okay, I'm ready for my next one.
Oh. Well, I don't want to... Guys! Okay, let's keep it moving. Here's your next limerick.
I can face all the undead hordes calmly, even if they can learn how to bomb me. In my fort, I keep fresh, and they won't eat my flesh. My new home will protect me from...
Romney.
A Romney-proof home is what you're suggesting. The answer is not Romney. Let's hear it again.
I can face all the undead hordes calmly, even if they can learn how to bomb me. In my fort, I keep fresh, and they won't eat my flesh. My new home will protect me from...
From zombies.
Zombies, yes. Zombies, as I'm sure you know, have a saying, real estate is all about 3 things. Brains, brains, and brains. You're safe, though. Realtor.com is now showcasing zombie-proof homes that might be currently on the market, including the $750,000 nuclear missile silo home in New York, which is equipped with a launch control center, 3-inch-thick concrete doors. It's all 125 feet underground. Great, but where is the person who is both really concerned about the zombie apocalypse and has good credit?
Romney spoke at the National Association for the Advancement of Zombies this week.
He did.
Boo! Boo! I'm sorry. Are you approving of me?
Wait, do zombies boo? I just thought they went,
boo.
He was like, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. The zombies are like, that's cool, we're dead. That's fine. We could care less. All right. Here's your last quote.
Though I'm svelte and can wear skinny clothes, in my feet my obesity shows. So my piggies are rife to go under the knife. I'll have lipo on all my 10
toes.
Yes, toes. Plastic surgeons are now performing liposuction on people's toes, you know, solving that persistent problem of fat toes. Never again will you have to say, oh, no cupcake for me. It goes right to my toe. And they're calling this problem tobesity.
You know who doesn't have that problem?
Who?
Mermaids.
That's true.
No toes.
Carl, how did Rosaline do in our quiz?
Rosaline, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done.